Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello everyone, welcome to episode 36 of The 80%. Today, we'll be talking about happiness and how it's connected to financial success. This is also our season ender, kaya samahan niyo ako mag-celebrate as we close season 3. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte and I'm a registered financial planner. I started giving financial advice in 2007 through my blog, Ready to Be Rich. And in this podcast, I continue this advocacy by giving you lessons on personal finance, productivity, freelancing, entrepreneurship, and investments. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Marami akong kilalang stock market trader, at kapag nakakausap ko sila, I'd often ask kung ano bang strategy yung ginagamit nila kapag nag-trade sila. Madalas, ang sagot sa akin ay either technical analysis or fundamental analysis. A good number of them actually use both. What's interesting for me is that very rare kong marinig na gumagamit din sila ng market sentiment analysis. Ano itong market sentiment analysis? It's basically a qualitative measure of the attitude and the mood of investors. Kapag positive ang market sentiment, ibig sabihin a lot of investors and traders believe that the stock market will go up. Kapag negative ang sentiment, then a lot of people think that the stock market will go down. I believe that market sentiment analysis is important because sometimes ito ang primary driver ng stock prices. Pinakamagandang example na dito itong pandemic na nararanasan natin ngayon. If you have money in the stock market, then I'm sure you've seen everything went down last March. Bumagsak ang lahat ng investments. And then, just as the world stopped, businesses closed, and the lockdowns and community quarantines happened, the stock market began to move up. Ayokong manosebleed kayo masyado, but what I'm saying is, yung nangyari sa stock market for the past several months, it's mainly driven by market sentiment. May kaibigan nga ako, sabi niya, in his almost 10 years as a stock market trader, ngayon lang daw niya na-experience na maging useless yung technical and fundamental analysis. Recently, there's an interesting article that was published in Inquirer. This article was written by Sir Henry Ong. Oo, sinisir ko siya kasi he's one of the directors and the founder of the Registered Financial Planners Institute of the Philippines. You can say na siya ang tatay naming mga RFP. Anyway, Sir Henry wrote about pop culture and how it has an interesting connection to the stock market. I'll put a link to the article in the show notes if you want to read it. But basically, Sir Henry shares that in 1979, an American author by the name of Robert Prechter hypothesized that the subconscious sentiment of the public is the primary mover of stock prices. Ang ibig sabihin nito, hindi lang investors or traders, but the mood or the sentiment of the whole population can serve as an advanced market indicator. According to his hypothesis, when people watch happy movies and listen to upbeat music, the positive social mood can lead to a rising stock market. But when people start to watch serious movies and listen to slow tempo songs, then the social mood can turn negative, which results to falling stock prices. The article went on to show examples in recent years. Halimbawa, around 2015 to 2016, ang mga top grossing films sa Pilipinas ay yung mga comedy films ni Vice Ganda tulad ng Private Benjamin tsaka yung Beauty and the Beastie. And if you look at the stock market during those years, ang taas niya or pataas siya. And then, in 2017, nagsimula na yung hugot culture. I don't know kung aware kayo dito or naaalala niyo siya. Nauso yung mga spoken word poetry, tapos ang mga naging top grossing movies sa Pilipinas in those years until last year ay yung House of Us, Hello Love Goodbye, Miracle in Cell No. 7, 'di ba, mga drama. Ito kaya ang dahilan kung bakit mumaba ang Philippine stock market noong 2018 and it's been going down or sideways ever since. It's important to remember that correlation does not mean causation. Hindi dahil may nakita tayong connection ay yun ang totoong dahilan. Kailangan may proof or may research study which really shows that pop culture sentiment can cause stock market price behavior. However, if we go into a personal level, there are actual scientific studies that says our mental health affects our financial health. Merong evidence na kapag masaya ka, then you are more likely to succeed in life. In 2005, a team from the University of California, Riverside, led by psychologist Professor Sonia Lyubomirsky, found out through experimental studies that happiness can in fact lead to success. Dun sa experiment, na-discover nila na first, yung mga masayahing tao, they are not afraid to talk to other people and they actually enjoy social interactions. At ang result nito, they are able to expand their network easily and potentially connect to someone who can help bring them career and business opportunities. Secondly, people who are in a good mood can resolve conflicts effectively. Hindi sila war freak. In fact, they're usually more open to new ideas and mas willing silang makipag-collaborate rather than destructively compete with others. Pangatlo, when you feel good, you tend to be more creative and productive. Mas marami kang nagagawa at natatapos na trabaho. And lastly, happy people are more confident about their skills and abilities at hindi sila madaling ma-discourage by minor setbacks. Hindi sila madaling mag-quit kapag nakaka-experience ng failures. The study has a lot of other interesting findings about the connection of happiness and success. But these four should be enough to convince you that if you want to increase your chances of being successful in life, then you have to work on your sense of well-being. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about eToro. If you want to invest and trade the global markets like US stocks, commodities, forex, cryptocurrencies, and others, then check out eToro, my trusted multi-asset broker with an online community of millions of investors and traders from around the world. One of their coolest features is CopyTrader, which allows you to copy other successful traders on eToro in just one click to easily automate your investing or trading. Sign up today and get a $100,000 practice account. Just go to bit.ly/openetoro account. That's bit.ly/openetoro account. Again, that's bit.ly/openetoro account. All small letters. The 80% is part of Podcast Network Asia, the Philippines' largest podcast network. Visit our website at podcastnetwork.asia and check out all the different shows that you can listen to. If you also have a podcast, then check out podmetrics.co, the only analytics platform you'll ever need for your podcast. All shows on Podcast Network Asia uses Podmetrics, which helps us aggregate data, monetize, and predict performance of our shows. Be sure to put 80% as referral code when you sign up for Podmetrics and I'll give you a free copy of an ebook on how to make money from your podcast. That's it, and now back to our episode. This pandemic has been difficult for the mental health of many, and given the uncertainty of our future, it's normal to feel anxious and worried. And more than ever, it's important to learn how to take care of ourselves during this time and focus on our sense of well-being. Kahit na stressed tayo because of many reasons, dapat hindi natin nakakalimutan na alagaan ang mental health natin, na subukan pa rin nating maging masaya. The good news is that, according to the said study by Professor Luber Mirsky, roughly 40% of our happiness is within our control. And several other research in the field of positive psychology has a similar conclusion, which is that happiness is a choice that anyone can make. Pero syempre, hindi naman yan parang nagbubukas lang ng ilaw na pipindutin mo yung switch tapos masaya ka na. Happiness isn't like that. It requires some work. Kailangan medyo trabahuhin natin. And here are 7 scientifically proven ways to lift your mood and become a little bit happier. Number 1. Listen to music. Makinig ka sa mga upbeat music, especially yung may mga happy and inspirational lyrics. Sa Spotify, maraming playlist na pwedeng pagpilian. Or you can just create your own, lalo na yung mga favorite happy songs mo. This is really an effective way to lift your mood up. Number 2. Interact more with positive people. Have a few minutes of conversation with someone who is cheerful and happy. Kung meron kang group chat with your friends, that's actually better. Perhaps you can open a light or funny topic that you and your friends can talk about. Yung tipong chill na topic lang. Number 3. Linger on simple pleasures. Focus on the positive moments that you experience every day. Minsan, hindi natin sila napapansin, yung mga maliliit at simpleng bagay na nakakapagpangiti sa atin. Personally, I eat ice cream or chocolates and I make sure to savor the experience. As in, dahan-dahan ko talaga siyang kinakain. Mahilig din ako mag-shower and I just enjoy the feeling of the water on my skin while listening to my favorite happy songs. Number 4. Learn how to meditate. Before, nakokornihan ako sa concept ng meditation. Siguro kasi akala ko yung meditation is yung nakapikit ka lang ng matagal na oras tapos wala kang iniisip. Pero hindi pala siya ganon. The reason why I eventually tried meditation was when I started reading about its health benefits in science magazines. One of those studies was by University of Wisconsin psychology professor Richard Davidson, who found in his research that meditation helps in shifting brain activity towards feelings of happiness and joy. Kung gusto mong matuto kung paano mag-meditate, maraming video sa YouTube na pwede kang turuan at meron ding mga mobile apps. Personally, ang gamit ko ay yung Headspace na app and I highly recommend that. I encourage you to try it out, specifically yung mindful meditation. Grabe, game changer siya sa akin. Para siyang useless and walang effect sa umpisa, but I guarantee, once you've been able to do 10 minutes of mindful meditation every day for at least 2 weeks, mapapansin mo na mas magaan ang pakiramdam mo at hindi ka na masyadong nag-overthink. Number 5. Find a reason to smile. Parang napakasimple lang nitong tip na to, pero madalas nakakalimutan natin itong gawin when we're feeling down. The key here is to be intentional. Maging proactive on finding things that will make you smile. Examples would be looking at a picture of your loved one, listening to a funny joke, or watching a feel-good movie. Number 6. Have a gratitude journal. Wright State University School of Medicine professor and psychiatrist Randy Sansoni found in a study that cultivating thankfulness can increase the well-being of a person. First time kong narinig ang concept of the gratitude journal sa Oprah Winfrey Show, and during that time ay talagang habit ko na rin ang magsulat sa isang diary. Pero during that time, ang sinusulat ko sa diary ko ay yung mga nangyari sa akin sa araw na yon. Kaya nung nalaman ko na maganda ring isulat yung mga bagay na thankful ka sa araw na yon, it was easy for me to add that on top of my writing habit. Today, hindi na ako nagsusulat ng diary. Medyo tamad na rin na magkwento ng mga nangyari sa buhay ko. Pero, meron pa rin akong gratitude journal. I still write at least one thing that I'm thankful for at the end of the day. Actually, yung Starbucks planner ko, that's what I use it for as a gratitude journal. Number 7. Help others. Tumulong tayo sa iba. Do acts of kindness. Volunteer. At kahit yung simple na pagsagot lang sa mga nagtatanong online, marami yan, di ba, yung mga friends natin? Helping them by sharing our knowledge or giving tips to other people, that's also counted. There are lots of scientific research that support this advice. One of them is by University of Rochester psychologist Richard Ryan, who says that compassion for others produces a positive emotional effect to the giver. When you're happy, money will most likely follow. Kapag masaya ka, or at least you have a healthy mental state, then usually, mas productive ka sa work mo, mas inspired at mas motivated ka magtrabaho. Which in turn, helps you to discover opportunities that will make you money and also help you become successful. We all have goals, and unfortunately, I've met people who delay their happiness until they reach them. They wait until they are able to achieve their goals before they allow themselves to feel good about life. Kung ganito ka, it's time to change your mindset. You can choose to be happy today regardless of your circumstance. Because as mentioned earlier, roughly 40% of your happiness is within your control. So, take care of your mental health, nurture your sense of well-being, learn the habits that will help you become happier. And for sure, financial success will come your way. And that's our Season 3 finale. I hope nagustuhan ninyo ang episode natin. Thank you for listening. Tuloy-tuloy tayo next week for Season 4, so please follow or subscribe to the 80%. And invite nyo na rin yung mga friends nyo to listen to our podcast. If you have questions that you want me to answer on the show, you can record a voice memo on your phone and then send the audio file to readytoberich@gmail.com. For comments and suggestions, you can use #the80% on your social media post, tag me @broadfits on Twitter and Instagram, or you can go to our show notes which you can find at bit.ly/the80%. I guess that's it. Again, my name is Fitz Villafuerte, now saying goodbye, and I hope to have you here again next week. Take care and stay safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.